Shalom Aleichem everyone, as I speak to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem, I'm in Rechavia at Rav Kusman's Yeshiva, where there is a Achnosas Sefer Torah, which I am participating in, taking a break to share with you some thoughts from Yerushalayim. I couldn't help but thinking about the Sefer Torah that's in the president's residence here in Yerushalayim. The Israeli government has a president, titular job, and he has a residence, and in the hall where you walk in, there's a Sefer Torah. Let me tell you the story of that Sefer Torah. That Sefer Torah was written in the 1880s and given to the Tsar as a gift. The Tsar hated the Jews. When he came to town, they had to give him honor, they gave him the Sefer Torah as a gift. That Sefer Torah was taken by the communists when they took over in the revolution in 1917. Like all the other things in the Tsar's treasure house, they auctioned it off. A Polish Jew bought the Sefer Torah from the communists, and he took it to Poland. During the Holocaust, it was taken by the Germans. After the Holocaust, it was recovered. And when it was recovered, the children of the one who owned it decided the best place for it to be would be in Yerushalayim, and they put it there. They gave it to the government, and the government put it in the president's residence. That's the story of this Sefer Torah in the entrance hall of the president of the state of Israel. That Sefer Torah, I can't help but thinking, is an example of Klal Yisrael, of Yidden, under the Tsar, seized by the communists, taken by the Germans, and finally, finding its place in Yerushalayim Ir HaKadosh. The journey's not over yet. The Sefer Torah doesn't want to be in the president's residence. Sefer Torah wants to be in near Yeshiva. The Sefer Torah wants to be at the Kaisel. But it's made a long journey, and it's on the way. That's us. That's all of us. It's a journey. We're here in Eretz Yisrael. We're on the way. We still hope within Eretz Yisrael to have Aliyah. It's a thought that comes to me at the Achnasa Sefer Torah. Let me talk about Parashas Ray. In the beginning of Parashas Ray, you'll notice that the Torah warns about Shchutei Chutz, about shechting a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, even before Sheni, in what they're laying this morning, the Pasuk has a mitzvah say, Ki im el ha-mokeh meshiyivcha Hashem alekechem. It says, only in that place Hashem will choose Adesem Shomer Elisechem Izitchechem. Only there shall you shech the carbon. So it's a mitzvah say before Sheni. After Sheni, there are additional psukim. In the Pasuk at Gimel, there's a leisa say. He Shomer Lecha Pentalo Elisechem Bechomok Emeshetira. And it says there a leisa say, I'm bringing an Ayla elsewhere. The question is, well, why does a leisa say many mitzvahs have assay and lois assay? But the question is, the first time it mentions all of the karbanis by the mitzvah assay, v'veisim shama u'leisechem v'zivchechem, and even more it mentions. But when it comes to the shama lecha, to the warning, it says pantala u'leisechem, and only mentions an ayla. In other words, there's a special accent, a special stress on not bringing an ayla outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that so? And Nitziv on these psukim says a pshat. The pshat is consistent with his shita throughout Shmot and Vayikra. Nitziv's shita is that a korban shlomim comes for a bracha of parnasa and shalom, and a korban ayla is a korban for yadiyah stas alikim, for a certain sense of ruach hakodesh. The Gemara says, the Tanchuma says, that ayla ba al hira halein. So a carbon oila, which is not eaten, it comes for a higher level of Avodas Hashem. Comes as a tzillah for a bit of Ruach HaKodesh. Whereas the shlomim comes for Gashmias, it comes for Parnasa, for Shalom. Shalom is an important thing in Avodas Hashem. Now, the idea of Shchutei Chutz is an idea that the Shefa of all bracha comes from Eretz Yisrael, comes from Yerushalayim, comes from the Beis HaMikdash. As the Netziv says, now this is Hashem Parshas Yisrei, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Beis, where, as I said, he mentions this Yisrael often. He says, Mevatshe Me'akadosh Baruch Hu B'shas HaKarbon Es Mevu Koshay, that when a person brings a carbon, he davens and he asks for what he wants. K'mo Sh'anu Oisim B'Shmein Esrei. While we do in Shmein Esrei, that's what they used to do at that, at when they brought a carbon. That's why a carbon is connected to Shmein Esrei. And why only the Beis HaMikdash? Coming back to Re'ei, he says, V'zbarech M'shefa Bracha V'shalom HaYotzei Mitzion Yerushalayim Davka. That the Shefa Bracha comes Davka through Eretz Yisrael, Davka from Yerushalayim, Davka from Tzion, that's the Beis HaMikdash. It's a source of all Bracha. That's why it's an Isser of Shchutei Chutz, since a carbon is a Bakasha. So you have to ask for it at the source, at the Shefa, where the Shefa comes from, which is the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. Our question was, so why when it says Hishamer Lecha, does it mention only a carbon oila? Why does it mention only a carbon oila? Says then it says, Gevaldik. Says the idea that all bracha comes from Eretz Yisrael, that all Shefa bracha comes from the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, that's the portal of bracha of heaven to come down. The fact that it's that way for Gashmius is Pashut. That's the learning to davening. You can learn and daven wherever you are. It's a man of the Beis HaMikdash. Wherever you go, the Bati Knesset, the Bati Midrashas and Chutz La'aretz have a Kedusha that's a man of the Beis HaMikdash. All these shuls and Bati Midrashim and Yeshivas. Petra says, Yishamer Lecha. You might think you could bring an Ayla wherever you want. It's for Racha Kodesh. It's for a sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's anywhere. So Torah says, Yishamer Lecha, you should know that the Shefa of Ruchnius also comes through Eretz Yisrael, also comes through Yerushalayim, also comes through the Mokim HaMikdash. It's the source. Somebody who comes to these places, he's coming to the source of all godless and Torah, of all sense of Ruach HaKodesh. And he comes and doesn't use it. He goes into the king's Eitzer, into his treasure house, and doesn't use it. What a fool he is. Rav Moshe once said, Slichus, he said to some people sitting around him, we say in Slichus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atashichenu Mufanecha V'rakot Shecha Atikach Mimenu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to take the Ruach HaKadosh away from us. Frank Rav Moshe, that pasuk is Lashon Yachid in Tehillim. David says, Ruach HaKadosh Shecha Atikach Mimeni. David had Ruach HaKadosh. And we go and we say, Ruach HaKadosh Shecha Atikach Mimenu. He says, does everybody have Ruach HaKadosh? So Rav Moshe, yes, every Yid has on his level a certain sense of Ruach HaKadosh, which is a sense of connection to the Borei Olam, connection to Torah. He has a Ruach HaKadosh that he has to use. It's a tool that many people are not aware that they have. By many people, it's like a Leolenu, someone has an arm and never uses it, it atrophies. Many people don't know that they have an ability to connect to Ruach HaKadosh. If you don't look for it, if you don't use it, it atrophies. There's a sense of holiness within every Yid. And that sense is something that the Karban Oila was meant to connect to. The source of that is right here. The source of that is somebody who goes to the Kaisel and he davens the Chaylim should have a Rafua Shleima, certainly. He davens, he should have Parnasa, of course, every Jew davens for Parnasa. What about davening? Let me get a geshmak in your learning, hasmada. That's the carbon island. And that, says in the Tziv, the Torah is warning you, don't think it's everywhere. No, the Mokim is here. The Mokim is right here in Eretz Yisrael. The Tziv was the head of the Chayiv Eitzia in his time. As a matter of fact, when Carmel Winery was opened by a Rothschild, a third generation Rothschild, the first bottle of wine that Carmel Winery made was sent to the Netziv. It was sent to him in Lithuania. As the Makar Baruch writes, that when that bottle of wine from Eretz Yisrael came to the Netziv, he put on his big day Shabbos, And he waited, and he made a Shechiyanu on the bottle of wine. He made a Shechiyanu on the bottle of wine that all the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael were made. I mention this because Eretz Yisrael, the wine, at the Chavivus, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chilachom, the Priyo Tzarach, a special Chavivus to the wine of Eretz Yisrael. And that Chavivus comes from an Avas Eretz Yisrael with a connection to Eretz Yisrael. And so, a beautiful mitzvah on the parasha, as I said, it's his shita throughout. The Hamikdava has many things that he mentions in numerous places, as I said, in Yisra, in Bayikra, and here in Devarim, the shita legabe these things. Let me mention a quick Rav Schwab. Aser ta aser, asher, give maisis, you should get wealthy. Give maisis, you should get wealthy. Rav Schwab asks that wealth is not always a bracha in Tanakh. It's not always seen as a good thing. The Pasuk in Malachi says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud, Evios kol ha-maiser al beis ha-aisa, v'arikosem lechem bracha ad b'lidai. It says, bring your maiser, give your maiser regularly, and you'll get a bracha ad b'lidai. Gemara says, she yivlus ha-seisechem alay medai, that you're going to be so wealthy that your lips are going to be tired from saying die. It's fair. What do you mean your lips are going to be tired from saying die? Forget. If I care, if someone becomes wealthy, Misha Sharana might be the same. The person's wealthy, he never has enough. The word money and the word enough, those two words never go together. Because when a person has, he always wants more. So what does it mean? Emphert Rav Schwab, beautiful, says, Aser Bishir Satisasher, give my so you should be wealthy. Wealth is in the mind of the person. A person who feels he has enough has wealth. A person who's mistopic with what he has, it has enough. A person who has millions and is unhappy is not wealthy. Wealth is a state of mind. Sure, you need to have enough money to pay the bills, but that doesn't always do it. A person has to have a sense of mistapek, of having enough. Not necessarily mistapek b'mu'it, but mistapek b'mashiyeshloi, mistapek with having the things that that he needs. That's the bracha. We look for a bracha to become millionaires. Let's look for a bracha to be happy with what we have. That's the bracha. Shiyumus esisechem alay medai. The bracha is, if you give nicer, you'll have enough, and you'll be happy with what you have. You'll be saying, dai. Oh, what am I drinking? And so, a thought about money, a thought about ruchnius, and a thought about a Sefer Torah, a wonderful way to go into the Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Re'eh, a good Shabbos to one and all.